The Confessions of Arsène Lupin by Maurice Leblanc, narrated by Paul Sperra. The Wedding Ring. Yvonne d'Origny kissed her son and told him to be good. "You know your grandmother d'Origny is not very fond of children. Now that she has sent for you to come and see her, you must show her what a sensible little boy you are." And turning to the governess, "Don't forget, Fraulein, to bring him home immediately after dinner. Is Monsieur still in the house?" "Yes, madame. Monsieur le Comte is in his study." As soon as she was alone, Yvonne d'Origny walked to the window to catch a glimpse of her son as he left the house. He was out in the street in a moment, raised his head, and blew her a kiss, as was his custom every day. Then the governess took his hand with, as Yvonne remarked to her surprise, a movement of unusual violence. Yvonne leaned further out of the window, and when the boy reached the corner of the boulevard, she suddenly saw a man step out of a motor car and go up to him. The man, in whom she recognized Bernard, her husband's confidential servant, took the child by the arm, made both him and the governess get into the car, and ordered the chauffeur to drive off. The whole incident did not take 10 seconds. Yvonne, in her trepidation, ran to her bedroom, seized a wrap, and went to the door. The door was locked, and there was no key in the lock. She hurried back to the boudoir. The door of the boudoir also was locked. Then, suddenly, the image of her husband appeared before her, that gloomy face which no smile ever lit up, those pitiless eyes in which, for years, she had felt so much hatred and malice. "It's he. It's he," she said to herself. "He has taken the child. Oh, it's horrible." She beat against the door with her fists, with her feet, then flew to the mantelpiece and pressed the bell fiercely. The shrill sound rang through the house from top to bottom. The servants would be sure to come. Perhaps a crowd would gather in the street, and, impelled by a sort of despairing hope, she kept her finger on the button. A key turned in the lock. The door was flung wide open. The Count appeared on the threshold of the boudoir, and the expression on his face was so terrible that Yvonne began to tremble. He entered the room. 5 or 6 steps separated him from her. With a supreme effort, she tried to stir, but all movement was impossible, and when she attempted to speak, she could only flutter her lips and emit incoherent sounds. She felt herself lost. The thought of death unhinged her. Her knees gave way beneath her, and she sank into a huddled heap with a moan. The Count rushed at her and seized her by the throat. "Hold your tongue! Don't call out!" he said in a low voice. "That will be best for you." Seeing that she was not attempting...